Moving next now to Iraq, U.S. military forces say they've trained thousands of Iraqis to serve in defense forces, but it can take years to train Iraqi military leaders. So Americans will try to provide some of the leadership themselves. Some U.S. military officers are now being separated from their units. They're being sent to work directly advising newly formed Iraqi military units. On the phone from Iraq, U.S. Army Lieutenant General John Vines says the Americans will travel and fight as part of those Iraqi units.
We refer to them for consistency as military transition teams because the intent is it transitions them to the capability of conducting independent counterinsurgency operations. It would not be correct to infer that they're going to be there indefinitely.
Are you thinking that they might have to be with a unit for 6 months, a year, 2 years?
That is perhaps a reasonable number. It would vary depending on the level that the unit is currently operating at. Some units probably fairly soon could operate without that, but it would probably be some months to be sure.
The basic shortage here is of Iraqi experienced leadership?
That is correct. Many of the senior leaders in the previous regime are not leaders that the current Iraqi government finds acceptable. So there are some talented leaders out there. The issue is making sure that the leaders we put in charge are going to be loyal to the regime.
And so, if I understand this correctly, when some Iraqi units go out, an Iraqi lieutenant or captain or major might have an American lieutenant or captain or major alongside him to give advice.
That is correct.
Lieutenant General John Vines says some Iraqi units already have military assistance teams. It's hoped that in the coming weeks, American officers will join as many as 90 Iraqi battalions. That means tens of thousands of Iraqi troops would be working with several hundred American officers. If they function well, those units could take over increasingly important security roles in the coming months. Military analyst Michael O'Hanlon says a lot depends on their success.
We obviously need to start figuring out an exit strategy. We're still seen as occupying the country, and we have to change that perception. We have to get the Iraqi security forces to feel more responsibility and over time have a strategy to reduce our numbers.
Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says there is a precedent for mixing Americans with foreign troops. It happened in Vietnam. Many efforts to pair U.S. advisors with Vietnamese soldiers failed. But military officers have taken note of one combination that seemed to work.
The so-called combined action platoon concept, which was essentially a way for Marines to live in villages and to some extent to work with Vietnamese security forces in a very direct way. Certainly we've had a lot of precedent since then as well with our various military education and training programs, even in places like Bosnia, West Africa, and so forth. So there have been more recent precedents as well. It's the sort of thing we've got a lot of people knowledgeable about in the U.S. Armed Forces. The question is finding them since they're already so preoccupied with other tasks like their current duties in Iraq.
How much of a problem has it been to find the officers to go into these units, the American officers?
Well, the problem, it's been a big problem because the U.S. military, of course, has had about half its army deployed at any given time in the last 3 years. And the big question is, well, how do you find another division's worth of officers if you're not going to reduce the size of your other combat forces in Iraq? To extract out some of the best officers from our existing units when they still have very difficult combat responsibilities in Iraq today doesn't really work.
Michael O'Hanlon is referring to one of the biggest challenges. Experienced mid-level officers are among the most precious commodities the U.S. Army has. The military has debated which units should give up officers, and General John Vines says the military is now searching for candidates.
We're bringing some number of leaders to be determined over from perhaps the United States or from other forces in around the world to help round those out. So we don't have the ability to provide every leader that's needed to do this from our internal organization and still conduct operations that may be required by the coalition.
Lieutenant General John Vines says the U.S. has to summon even more military officers to Iraq before large numbers of American troops can return home.